days, the family name always comes before the given name.
在中国, 家庭的姓, 常常是在名字之前的。
But in America and Western cultures, it's the exact opposite.
在美国或者在西方文化当中却正好是相反的。
In some cultures and countries, like Singapore, where my wife is from,
在新加坡, 就像我妻子在那边出生的,
they typically have both English and Chinese names.
他们就是一般来讲都有既有英文名字又有中文名。
So she's Grace Kaiyang Suwiki.
所以她的名字叫 Grace, 斯凯荣。
Yeah, I'm probably mispronouncing her name, but don't tell her.
可能我刚才发音不太好，但是见到她的时候不要告诉她。
When we were married, Grace tried to get me to change my name.
当我们结婚的时候 ，Grace她想 把我的名字变掉。
Her family name is Chan.
因为她的姓呢是陈。
And she said that you know you're a pastor in a Chinese church.
因为你是中国教会的牧师。
That you should have a Chinese name.
所以你应该有一个中国的名字。
And Tom Chan sounds very good.
所以呢，陈汤姆牧师这个听起来很好，所以你不如叫陈汤姆。
But she capitulated and changed her name to Suwiki.
不过后来她还是把她的名字改成Suwiki。
Of course, she's on the phone with people at work, and they think she's Polish.
但她在这个电话上讲话的时候，别人认为她是波兰人。
And they're surprised when she's Chinese.
但是别人很惊讶，发现她是中国人。
Now, some in America actually take various names.
有很多人呢，有很多不同的名字。
And so, someone will keep both a woman will keep her family name.
如果一个女人结婚之后，她会把她娘家的姓也留着。
And then add her husband's name.
夫姓加上去。
And so, for Grace, she would be like Grace Tan Suwiki.
对 Grace 来说的话，她的名字就叫 Grace 斯凯荣。
But then their kids will then add to their name.
他们的孩子呢又会把这个名字加上去。
And then you add a middle name to the mix.
然后把中间的名字再加进去。
And you'll have something like Michael Allen Smith Jones Andrew.
你就会有很长的名字，像 Mike 琼斯或者 Smith 这些。
It can be very confusing.
So,
Jesus actually has a variety of names in the Bible.
He
actually goes by over 100 names and titles in the New Testament.
他有100个名字或者是称谓,
names such as Lord,
比如说主,
Prince of Peace,
比如说和平,
Alpha and Omega,
比如说阿拉法和俄米伽,
Light of the World,
比如说世界的光,
and Son of Man.
比如说人子。
And today we're going to look at three names that we see of Jesus in Matthew 1:18-25.
今天我们主要看一看从马太福音一章18到25节之中的三个名字。
And so if you have your Bible, you can turn there. And we're going to be reading in Kunming will read from 18-25.
所以我们大家一起打开马太福音的第一章18到25节， 耶稣基督降生的是记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配给约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。他丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。” 他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事情就要应验主借着先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
Jesus' birth came about in a miraculous way.
耶稣的出生是一个奇迹。
A virgin was found to be with child.
一个童贞女怀孕了。
But from the perspective of Joseph, this was no miracle.
但是从约瑟的角度来看的话，这不是一个神迹。
But rather a betrayal of his fiancée.
是一个背叛。
For she broke the vows of their engagement.
因为他觉得玛利亚就是违反了他们的婚约盟约。
And this would have been a scandal in ancient Israel.
在这个古代的, 以色列,
in America, people become engaged.
在美国, 当人们订婚的时候,
and the majority actually get married.
大部分人会接下来会结婚的。
But there's still a pretty good percentage, maybe 10, 20%, who don't go through to the marriage.
但是可能还有20%的可能性他们这个不会结婚的。
But that would have been unheard of in Israel.
但如果是在古代的以色列的话，这个可能从来没听说过。
Because 1 year before the actual marriage ceremony, the couple would make vows to each other.
因为在结婚一年之前呢，他们会彼此有这样一个婚约。
And during the next year, the bride-to-be would still live with her parents.
在接下来这一年当中呢，这个新娘呢还继续住在娘家。
And 1 year later, they would have a ceremony and renew their vows.
一年之后呢，他们会重新续这个婚约。
And then the wife would move in with her husband.
这个时候新娘会嫁过去。
And so once the initial vow was made, it was very uncommon for there to be a separation.
如果是婚约一旦制定的话，会绝大部分都会继续。
And so during this interval of a year, Mary was found to be with child.
在这一年当中呢，但是玛利亚发现怀孕。
And this would have been scandalous.
这是非常丑闻和羞辱的一件事情。
And actually, according to the law of God in Deuteronomy,
如果是按照申命记来讲的话,
this could have been punishable by death.
这个应该是死刑。
Now apparently Mary didn't explain her situation to Joseph.
但很明显呢，玛利亚没有把这个事情向
And I'm not exactly sure what she would have said.
我也不清楚，如果她要讲的话，她会怎么去讲。
Hi, Joseph.
这个约瑟你好。
I'm a virgin.
我是一个童贞女。
But I'm going to have a child.
但是我要生孩子的。
I think he would have thought she's crazy.
也许约瑟就觉得她很疯狂。
And so she left this delicate matter in the hands of God.
所以她把这整个事情就交给主了。
She could hardly have expected Joseph to believe her without some divine authentication.
所以如果是没有神的介入的话，他根本几乎是不可能说服约瑟的。
And so Joseph had to think about what he was going to do.
所以约瑟就要想一想他接下来要做什么。
And being a righteous man, he decided to divorce her quietly.
但他是一个义人，他不想明明的羞辱她，想暗中的羞辱。
And the word actually used here is divorce.
所以, 实际上就是相当于一个结婚,
which shows again how serious the matter was, even though they were in technically an engagement.
他们只是技术上讲的话，他们只是在这个婚约当中，但实际上是好像是已经有婚。
So he just wanted to separate from her and just do it quietly so her family and she wouldn't have too much shame.
所以他只是想着就是暗暗的给他休书。
But after making this decision, the Lord intervened.
但实际上呢，神介入了这件事。
And he appeared to Joseph in a dream.
在约瑟的梦当中，主的使者向他显现。
And explained that Mary was indeed a virgin.
跟他解释说，其实玛利亚依然是童贞女。
That she was with a child by the Holy Spirit.
她的孩子是圣灵感孕的。
And that Joseph was to take her as his wife.
然后让约瑟把她娶过来，不要怕。
Now I'm sure this would have gotten the community talking.
所以呢，这肯定就很多闲言蜚语会出来了。
Why did Joseph take Mary as his wife so soon?
为什么还一年没有到，那么快就把玛利亚娶过来呢？
And then 3 months later, they would have gotten an answer.
3个月之后，他们就看到答案了。
As she began to get big.
因为肚子大起来，别人都看见。
But in spite of the consequences, Joseph continued to follow God's will.
但即便面临着这么多很明显的这些后果，这些羞辱，但是呢，他还是决定把他娶过来。
He remained obedient to the Lord and steadfast for the Lord, even in spite of the fact that his reputation would have been tarnished.
所以他继续在神的面前顺服，即便呢，他的名声、他的威望会受到影响，他还是娶过玛利亚。
And as we go through the passage, we see that even the Lord names his son for Joseph.
我们继续看这个圣经的时候，我们看到，这个主的使者，更加把这个不光是做了这些事情，而且是把名字都取好了，告诉他。
And that the names of Jesus actually figure prominently in the passage.
这个名字呢，在这里的名字呢，我们在这里看到是非常突出的。
And the first name that we see in this passage is that of Messiah.
第一个名字呢是弥赛亚。
And so we see that Jesus in verse 18, it says, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about.
在第十八节他就这样说是叫什么耶稣基督降生的事情记在这里。
And so some English translations actually use another word.
在其他的英语版本当中呢，也许他用的是其他的翻译的。The common word
is the word Christ.
就是基督这个词。
And in fact, the Greek word is Christos.
在希腊文里面呢是Christos。
And so, why do we call it in some translations Messiah?
为什么在其他的一些版本当中，我们看到弥赛亚这个称呼呢？
Well, it's actually the same word.
其实他们是一个词。
Messiah would have been the Hebrew word used by most of the Jewish people at that time.
在当时呢，他们继续用希伯来文的时候是Messiah这个词。
But the New Testament being written in Greek would use the Greek word.
但在新约里面呢是用了希腊文，所以他就用了基督这个词。
And so actually using the word Messiah in English makes sense.
但在弥赛亚这个词在英语当中呢是正好非常。Because
I think if you would ask a lot of Americans what Jesus' name was, they would say Jesus Christ.
如果你问一些美国人的话，耶稣叫什么名字，他们一般就会说耶稣基督。
And they think that his family name or last name is Christ.
他以为他的姓氏是基督，名字叫耶稣。
But actually, that's not the case.
实际上不是这样。
They didn't have family names back then.
那个时候他们没有这个姓氏。
But they used the name of their family and ancestors.
他们就是在这个用他们家庭里面的名字。
And so actually, when you look at Matthew in the beginning of the passage, you see a long genealogy of Jesus.
所以当你看约瑟的，看这个马太福音的前面一章的时候呢，你会看到很长长的一个家谱。
And so Jesus would have been known as Jesus, son of Joseph.
他就会别人就会知道说耶稣这是约瑟的儿子。
Or his grandfather, Jesus, son of Joseph, son of Jacob, and then son of David, who was his ultimate ancestor.
所以他就会继续往家谱往上升，他就说这个是耶稣是约瑟的儿子，然后呢是雅各的儿子，再到后面是大卫的子孙。
Others are known by their place name. The apostle Paul was known as Saul of Tarsus.
所以呢，在其他场合他们不是用这个家谱，他们用这个地方来表示他们的名字。比如说保罗，他们就使徒保罗是大树的保罗。So
my name would be Tom, son of Tom, from Milwaukee.
所以说我的名字的话，就应该是多马，是这个密尔沃基来的多马。But
the word Messiah doesn't give this understanding of a last name.
但是这里没有就讲到这些姓氏的问题。But
it's actually as one sent by God.
实际上是一个神给他取的名字。And
this is actually the literal meaning of Messiah is anointed one.
这个弥赛亚这个词呢，它的本意呢是受膏者。And
it comes from a meaning of a word, the root word which means to anoint with oil.
这个受膏者这个词的词根呢，是表示抹油的，它是抹的这个意思。
And so a religious object or maybe even a battle, a shield would be covered or anointed with oil.
所以就像在他们一些仪式当中呢，他们会抹的，会膏的这个动作。
And that would be known as an anointing.
所以他就会被，就是他的意思就是被膏者，就是膏力的这个意思。
And in the temple, such objects that were anointed were set apart specially for God's purposes.
但在神的殿宇当中呢， 被膏抹的这些东西，这些东西呢，会把它特别流出来，是作为神的事工来使用的。But
the term Messiah never refers to objects.
但是这个弥赛亚这个词，受膏者呢，不是受膏的一个东西，不是被抹了一个东西，而是一个人。But
rather a person.
而是一个人。Now
people today, I believe, still long for a Messiah.
今天的人们依然在期待这个弥赛亚的到来。
Interesting, when you look at footage of Adolf Hitler from the 30s in Germany, you see that they were almost worshipping him as a Messiah.
当你看到希特勒的历史的时候，看到好像那些当时的人们就把希特勒当成弥赛亚来敬拜。
But of course, the hopes and dreams of the German people would have been shattered after losing the war and many lives.
在那个大战期间呢，德国 就是有很多人牺牲了。
And even today, when we elect a politician in America, people are very happy.
但在今天的有一些政客依然很告诉对不起
and so most people when their president that they voted for is elected they're very happy
当他们的当时所支持的那些竞选人最后当选的时候他们就会非常高兴
and they like to sing happy days are here again
他们就会说这个非常高兴今天是快乐日
and then usually two or three later, years later things are not so happy
两三年之后他们就发现很失望
people were very happy when George W. Bush won a second term
当 George W. Bush 他当第二任当选的时候人们都非常的高兴
because America was experiencing much prosperity
当时美国非常的繁荣
and then in the election this timeGeorge Bush wasn't even saying a speech.
在这一次选举的这个期间呢 ，George Bush 当然都没有出来讲话。
Because they lost their hope in him.
因为大家对他已经失去希望。
But Israel was awaiting a Messiah that was not man appointed.
但是以色列当时在期待一个弥赛亚，这个不是人招立的。
But they were waiting for one that was sent by God, who was from the line of David.
然而他们在寻找他在期待一个神高立的一个人是大卫的子孙
who would bring deliverance, restoration and redemption to his people
是会给他的百姓带来拯救
he would reign as a righteous king
他会以他的公平和公义立王
and establish God's rule and reign over the earth
在地上在人的国当中神也要掌权
in our call for worship todayThe verse says that the Messiah will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom.
在今天我们的宣召经文当中，他要讲到他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
Establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness.
使他的国坚定稳固。
And so the people were waiting for a Messiah to come and be a political ruler who would save their country.
所以他们当时在期待这个弥赛亚的到来
and who would establish his righteous rule over the earth
这个王要以公平公义在地上掌权
but it's hard to believe
但是很难相信
that the son of God, the creator of heaven and earth
这个神的儿子他曾经创造宇宙万物
who existed from eternity before time
他是在天地存在之前就存在的
came to earth to live as a human
很难想象这样的一个神的儿子他居然来到世上降世为人
and he didn't come through some cosmic event
而且他不是根据这个天文学上的一些什么事情突然发生的
but he came in the form of a baby
而且但是他来的时候是以一个婴孩无助的一个婴孩的形式出现
but this indeed was a cosmic event
但这个实际上也是一个 很奇妙的一个事件
God sending Jesus into the world
神把耶稣基督派遣到这个世上来
to establish his reign and rule
来建立他的国
not as a political leader
不是一个政治上面的领袖
but as our redeemer, savior and friend
这是一个救赎的救赎主而且是我们的朋友
now the second name that we see here in the scriptures is that of Jesus
经文上我们看到第二个名字呢是耶稣
As with most parents, it was the privilege of Jewish parents to name their children.
在以色列的文化当中呢，对父母来说是他们的特权去给孩子取名字。
Yet we see in Scripture sometimes God intervenes and names a child for the parents.
但是有时候神会亲自介入，帮他的父母已经把名字取好了。
And so we see that that Zechariah.
所以我们看到撒迦利亚。
In the birth of his son John the Baptist,
在他的儿子施洗约翰出生之前
named him according to God's instruction.
跟着就是顺服神的旨意，就给他取名字叫约翰。
In the same way, the Lord says to Joseph,
同样的，这个主的使者向约瑟显现。
You're not going to name this boy.
你就不要给他取名字。
But I will name him because he's ultimately my son.
我会给他取名字，因为他是我的。
And you shall give him the name Jesus,
你应该取名叫耶稣
which means Jehovah or Yahweh saves.
这个就他的意思是就是耶和华拯救的意思
For he will save the people from their sins.
因为他要把他的百姓从罪恶当中拯救出来
In Calcutta, India, there was recently an interview between a Hindu and a Christian missionary.
我就是最近有一个谈话是在印度教和这个基督教之间的一个谈话。
And this interview was published in their local newspaper.
这个谈话呢被发表在当地的报纸上。
And the Hindu young man said that he finds much similarity between Christianity and Hinduism.
这个印度教的年轻人就说我在基督教当中也找到很多类似的东西。
But he said that he findsThat Christianity has one thing that Hinduism has not.
但他同时也发现了，在基督教当中有一个东西，在印度教里面绝对不会有的。
And the missionary asked, "What is that?"
这个基督教的宣教士就问他，什么东西如此特别呢
？And his reply was a savior.
那他的答案就是救主。
We see this even in the name of Jesus.
我们就在耶稣的名字当中看到这个词救主。
Jesus is actually.The Greek form of the Hebrew name or English name Joshua.
耶稣呢，实际上是约书亚的一个希腊文的变体。
Which means the Lord saves.
他的意思就是主拯救。
So even the name of our Savior Jesus denotes the fact His intention and God's intention to save, to be Savior of the world.
所以知道我们主耶稣基督的名字呢，就知道他的本意是来拯救。
The reconciliation of God.To humanity is the reason why God sent His Son into the world.
那之所以他派他的儿子耶稣基督到这里来，就是要使我们跟他重新和好。
Jesus is Savior of the lost.
耶稣是这个失散之人的拯救。
Those who have gone astray, who have fallen, who've been rejected.
那些偏行己路的人的拯救。
But He's also come into the world for those who are moral.
他同时。也是那些所谓义人的拯救。
For those who are good and those who are kind.
就是那些人看起来好像是很好、很恩慈、很良善的这些人，他们这些人耶稣也是这些人的救。
Because even those who seek to be good fall short of God's standard and need a savior.
因为甚至这些看起来很好、很恩慈、良善的人，其实他们也是罪人，也需要神的拯救。
In order to make possible this forgiveness.
就是为了使这个拯救成为现实。
Jesus had to go the way of the cross.
耶稣必须要经历十字架的道路。
Jesus loved people with a divine love.
耶稣以神的爱来爱人。
That sought sinners and brought them and us salvation.
他与罪人和罪灵一起做朋友。
And a reconciliation with God.
把他们就是带到神的面前来重新和好。
And so we see here that Jesus is Messiah, the Anointed One.
所以我们这里看到耶稣的两个名字，第一个是弥赛亚，是这个受膏者。
He is Jesus Joshua, the Lord saves.
第二个名字，耶稣也是约书亚，是主拯救的意思。
And he is Emmanuel.
第三个名字，我们现在看到是以
马内利。Which Isaiah 7:14 explains that this means God with us.
这个是出自以赛亚书7:14，它的意思是说神与我们同在。
He not only delivered us from sin and brought us reconciliation.
他不光是把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
But he's with us to be our companion and protector.
而且他与我们同在，做我们的保护者。
Now in the country of Jordan, there is a king by the name of King Abdullah.
在约旦呢，约旦的国王叫阿卜杜拉。
It's actually King Abdullah II. He took over from his father in 1999.
实际上呢，阿卜杜拉二世他是在1991年的时候接替他父亲做王。
And he does something almost unimaginable for a king.
对一个国王来讲呢，他做了一些令人匪夷所思的事情。
He goes undercover to be one of his people.
他在他的人民当中去做便衣。
So he'll put on a false beard.
所以他就会弄到一个假的胡子。
He'll put on in the Arab world the traditional headdress.
也戴一些那些传统的帽子。
And he walks around to see what life is like for ordinary people.
然后他就微服出访。
He showed up at the tax department of his country.
然后他也去他的一些其他的部门看一看。
And he found that many people complain about taxes.
然后他就听到很多人在抱怨这些收税的事情。
He stood in line and people complained about the long line.
然后大家还抱怨这个队伍很长的事情。
He actually worked as a taxi driver.
他也跟那个出租车的司机去认识。
And he went to a government hospital.
他去了这个政府就是公有的这个医院。
And he found that maybe the universal condition is people like to complain about government.
啊，所以他发现了一个定律，就是所有的人都在埋怨政府。
But why does he go undercover?
为什么他要微服出访呢？
I think he realizes that as a king, he would be treated differently.
也许他认为他如果是以国王身份出来的话，大家认识他，然后别人就会区别对待他。
If he showed up at the hospital as a king, they would clear everything out and he would be first in line.
如果大家国王来的话，大家可能夹道欢迎他，而且把他放在第一位，让他不用排队直接过。
Maybe he got a little splinter or a little cut in his finger.
或者他有一个特殊的对待，有一个特殊的医治给他。
And someone else had a heart attack.
那另外一个人可能心脏病就突发，也来不及医治。
I think as king, he would go first.
如果他是国王，他来可能是排队第一个。
And so he wanted to make sure that he didn't receive a typical royal treatment.
所以他就想确保自己呢不要去去有这个特权。
But he went undercover to make sure that those who he was leading would be treated fairly and properly, no matter who they were.
他想，如果他是便衣出来的话，他也许就会别人就会公正的对待他。
Now Jesus didn't come to.Earth undercover.
耶稣并没有穿着便衣来。
He clearly identified himself as the Son of God who would take away the sins of the world.
耶稣没有隐瞒自己国王的身份，他说得很清楚自己是神的儿子。
But like King Abdullah, he came to be one of us.
但是有一点像这个阿卜杜拉国王的是什么呢？就是他成为我们当中的一个。
To identify with us.
是要有我们的认同感。
To experience what we experience,
去经历我们所经历的这些事情
and to feel what we feel,
去感受我们所感受的这些事情
and Jesus came to relate to us on our level.
他来是以我们的这个层次来接触我们的生活
He knew that the only way that he could truly understand us was if he became one of us.
他认为就是这样可以理解我们所能理解的事情
To live with us.
与我们一起住
and to be Emmanuel, God with us.
与我们同在
The writer of the Hebrews sums it up well when he writes in Hebrews chapter 4.
当希伯来书的作者写希伯来书的时候，他在第四章的时候把这个总结得非常好。
But we do not have a high priest.
这些经文这么说。
Who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But one who has been tempted in every way,
他也曾凡事受过试探
yet was without sin.
与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Because of the incarnation,
因为道成肉身。
Because Christ became flesh,
因为耶稣基督成了肉身。
A baby just like what we have all experienced,
成为一个像我们所熟知的普通的婴孩一样。
We can have confidence that he truly understands us.
所以我们就有这样的把握，我们就知道他真的是明白我们。
And that we can come to him in our time of need.
所以我们在有随时的，我们就可以坦然无惧来到他圣的宝座面前，可以得随时的帮助和恩惠。
And this is truly good news.
这实在是一个大好的喜讯。
And so in the midst of our busy lives.
所以在我们非常繁忙的这个期间。
And the midst of this holiday season, this Christmas season,
在这个圣诞节这个节期的当中
we are once again reminded of the significance of the incarnation.
我们再一次被提醒这个圣诞节的真正的重要的意义是什么
of Christ coming to earth in flesh and blood.
就是耶稣基督道成的肉身成为肉和血
And so I'd encourage you to think this week about the names of Jesus.
所以呢，我就鼓励大家再想一想耶稣的这些名字和称谓。
Reflect on Jesus as Messiah, the Christ.
在这个耶稣是基督就是弥赛亚这个事情上面默想。
He came to establish his rule and reign over the earth.
他来到这个世上是要建立治理他的国在宝座上面，以他的公平和公义使国坚定稳固。
But it is his desire that he rules and reigns in our lives.
他的意思是要在我们的生命当中做这样的国王。
And so we're encouraged to follow Jesus as our Lord.
所以我也鼓励大家来跟随主耶稣，来成为我们的主。
As our leader.
成为我们的主，成为我们的领袖领导。
As one who reigns on the throne of our life.
也是一个在世人的宝座上面来治理管理我们生活的这样一个国王。
we're also to be encouraged to reflect on the name Jesus.
我们也可以思考一下耶稣的这个名字，耶稣。
The Lord saves.
主拯救。
And for those of us who might not know Jesus as Savior,
就是我们当中可能还有一些人还不认识耶稣基督是救主的。
He calls us to place our hope and trust in Him.
他今天就在呼召我们，让我们来信靠他。
And become His child.
成为上帝的儿子。
And for those of us who know Jesus,
对我们那些人已经认识耶稣、跟随耶稣的人，
we can give thanks and praise to God for such a great salvation.
我们可以为如此大的救恩来感谢。
And we can be reminded that we can be instruments of Christ's reconciliation to the world.
而且我们可以被提醒呢，就是我们也可以成为神的使者，去把和平带过来。
And seeking to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world.
我们可以成为耶稣延伸出来的手，去帮助那些其他人。
And in being part of proclaiming Christ's the good news of salvation that indeed Jesus saves.
而且在这里宣告耶稣基督是救主。
And finally, we're called to reflect on Jesus as Emmanuel.
最后呢，我们也是在耶稣的另外一个名字，就是以马内利这个名字上面思考。
And though he reigns as Messiah,
我们知道他是以弥赛亚的身份在治理掌权。
Sitting at the right hand of our Father in heaven,
在天上至高者的右边。
It is his desire to be God with us every day of our lives.
但同时他也期望在我们的生命当中每一天与我们同在。
No matter how weak or strong we may feel,
不管我们软弱还是刚强。
In our life and our faith,
在我们的生命当中，在我们的信仰当中。
The presence of Jesus is only a prayer away.
我们只需要一个祷告就可以跟经历到神的同在。
And to that we can give him thanks.
因为这些我们可以来感恩。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving your son Jesus.
天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们你的儿子耶稣基督。
For breaking through and allowing him to be born on this earth.
让他道成肉身。
That he may be our Lord.
让他可以成为我们的主。
That he may be our Savior.
是我们的救主。
We thank you for his great sacrifice.
我们谢谢你为他所做的一切牺牲。
And we pray, Lord, that we may live in the light of that salvation that you've provided.
我们祷告就是因此我们所得到的救恩，那我们可以因为这个救恩而活得有信心。
And that we would seek Jesus.
我们可以在生命当中来寻求耶稣。
And realize his presence in our lives.
我们也意识到感受到他在我们生命当中的同在。
As we seek to serve him.
当我们这样思考的时候，我们也要侍奉他。
We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
耶稣基督的名字祷告 ，Amen。